The Red River Farm Network Parade of Champions celebrates 4-H and FFA across the region. This effort, sponsored in part by Egg Country Farm Credit Services and the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Cassie Holm of Forbes, North Dakota, graduated this past spring. And so to get started, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background. I know agriculture has been a huge part in your life, so tell me a little bit more about yourself.
So I've been showing livestock since I can absolutely remember. My brother and sister actually started me in this. I started with showing pigs, and then we went to sheep, and then we went to goats, and then back to pigs, and now I just strictly show one species, which is sheep. I absolutely enjoy it. I live on a farm by Forbes, North Dakota, and we raise commercial cattle, and we also raise pigs, and it has absolutely taught me a completely different lifestyle than anything can absolutely teach me.
And so I know, too, Cassie, you've been involved with 4-H and FFA very heavily. Tell me more about your different involvement in those respective organizations.
Yeah, so I am involved in 4-H and FFA all year round. Last year I served as an officer in our chapter, and then this year is also an officer. Same thing with 4-H. I've been an officer for many years. I'm also our county ambassador. I show at the county level all the way to the state level. State level is completely different than the county level, that's for sure. But it's an absolutely blast. I get to meet new friends. I get to learn the history behind the 4-H and the FFA. I get to meet all of our advisors, the people that started it, and that continue to let us have this amazing opportunity.
And so I know a lot of county fairs across the state, you know, were canceled or modified in this coronavirus world that we're living in. And of course, the big thing, especially for you and your family, was the cancellation of the state fair. And so this is all super unusual. You know, what do you look forward to every year in a normal year when you show, and what was different this year?
So it was absolutely a bummed out thing when we found out that our state fair was canceled. We kind of had a feeling that it was going to be canceled, but we were completely bummed. But I am so glad that our extension agent intern, extension agent this year, decided to continue to still try their hardest to work with the county health district into having our county fair even. I still have traveled around the state to our open shows, so that I still get to have the opportunity, but most definitely am missing the state fair opportunity that we're there for 10 days. I just cannot thank enough to our extension agent and extension agent intern for hosting our little achievement days. It definitely wasn't a whole weekend opportunity like we normally do, but we still got to have the fun out of it. We still got to have our normal water fight that we have every year. The same amount of smiles was given, and hard work was still given with all those animals.
And Cassie, if you can help me put it into perspective for people who maybe aren't familiar with showing livestock, I mean, it really is a family. It's a community that you develop in these many years that you go showing.
It definitely is. I have met most of my friends that live all the way across the state through showing my livestock. People that live in Minot, Berthold, all those kinds of places. And the fact that I can still get to see them almost every weekend, we grow into a community, but not only a community, we call each other the show family because we grow into a family that nobody can break. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely unbelievable how supportive everybody is in that showing family. They would give their back to anybody.
Mm-hmm. So I know as you near the end of your 4-H and FFA careers, what advice do you have for younger members in the organizations?
My advice would definitely be take that leap into something new. For years, I was livestock judging, but it's not that I didn't enjoy livestock judging. I just wanted to try something new. So I talked to my FFA advisor and say, hey, I need to do something new. Boom, I did egg sales because everybody knows that I love to talk to people. So I took the leap and I did egg sales. Same thing with 4-H. I took the leap into doing different animals. I didn't show the same animals every year, that's for sure, because every year is different. But most definitely take the leap and ask for advice from your older classmen. And if you see, one thing that always gets to me is when the community always says, well, it's just for the country people, FFA is, but it's most definitely not. My FFA chapter has a lot of the city people, is what they would call them, but we treat them all the exact same. So definitely take that leap into joining the opportunity that you can.
Mm-hmm. So as we wrap up our conversation, tell me a little bit more about your future plans, college, career aspirations, and how has your 4-H and FFA experiences helped prepare you?
Yeah, so actually, this fall, I'm going to attend Minnesota State University Moorhead for elementary education. So as you could say, it has nothing to do with the agriculture background, but I definitely have plans into moving back home and continuing our family farm that we have going around here and coming back to the community and helping the community so that our 4-H and FFA chapters don't go on the downhill side and die, because that's the last thing that any of us want to see. One thing the FFA and 4-H has definitely taught me is that always help out when you are needed, and always help out whenever you see someone struggling. That's absolutely something I've learned in the 4-H and FFA. No matter what, you see those FFA advisors helping other chapters, whether it's in the wintertime with the CDEs or the summertime or anything. And same thing with the 4-H communities. Our community, actually, Lemoore County actually brings some of their livestock to our Dickey County show that we have here, because Lemoore County doesn't have that opportunity to have that showing opportunity in Lemoore. So we let them bring their, usually it's the sheep that come here, they're breeding sheep. So we let the opportunity to have those people come to our show so they can still have that opportunity that we are allowed to have.
This salute to our next generation is sponsored in part by NDFB, the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, and Associated Milk Producers Incorporated.